can't, you know, expect a guy to be 6'7" and 300 plus. Oh, I said that out loud. He is a big
264,
man.
264, you mean.
Yeah, that's what I meant, 264.
Alfredo Roberts, Steelers tight end coach. Oh, yeah, Darnell Washington, 6'7", 300. Not like it's some big secret. Darnell Washington listed at 265.
No way.
I mean, give me a break.
I mean, he's not 20 pounds more than me.
Wow.
Put it that way.
Had not thought about it like that.
Right.
He's definitely three bills.
Oh, yeah.
Solid.
Oh, like, yeah.
He ain't no chubby guy running around there.
No. But he is 300 plus.
I'm really happy that they found a way to utilize him, because you don't get a lot of guys, even in the NFL, that look like him.
No. I'm really happy that, I mean, knock on wood, he isn't injured. And he came in injured. He got injured last year. His knees have been an issue, even in college, probably because of his weight and his size. And having to run and cut and do those things on, you know, with that, carrying that weight with your knees, like, that's just not a recipe that you want.
Yeah.
But knock on wood, like, you know, he looks pretty good.
Darn, what do you have on the TV here? Man, there's full nudity going on in this horror movie over
turn
here.
Turn that off. Oops. Oops. That ain't my fault. That's your fault. You called for it. You called for it. I'm not going to put you on blast, but you did call for that.
You said this is the channel here. They'll give you the full horror movie. They're not. It's not the censored version. And I'm sorry. You're talking about Darnell Washington and his knees, and all I see are some breasts over your left shoulder. Very distracting. Whoa.
Oops.
Legally, I think we're fine if that were on the web stream.
Correct.
Yeah, so we're good.
Oh, so I can put it back on?
Well, do you want me to be invested in the show?
Well,
I wouldn't mind.
There is not.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
There's nothing better in life than when you catch a glimpse of something you're not supposed to catch a glimpse of.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I did not expect to see that in the workplace.
Right.
And very distracting.
Oops.
My apologies. What I want to see from Darnell Washington, who has 11 catches and 120 yards for the Steelers this year, already doubling up his receiving yards from last year, I'd like to see more of him in the red zone. I'd like to see more of him in the red zone. I'd like to see more Pat Freiermuth in the red zone. I think with Russell Wilson, we're going to see more of that. But that seems to me the most obvious thing in the world. This guy is 6'7". He is an absolute matchup nightmare. They had him one-on-one with a corner on, it was the first play of the game, wasn't it?
Whenever he caught it?
Yeah. 29-yard catch.
And he just bounced right off of him.
Oh, my God.
Didn't even push off the guy. He just kind of leaned into him. The guy just fell right on his face. Right on his face.
He
to be able to run like that?
So that's what I was going to say. Like, he didn't run like a super-duper fast 40 or anything like that, but his football speed seems elite. I mean, yes. Those long strides. He's a freak of nature.
He'd have been a first-round pick if he didn't have the injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he shared a lot of the passing reps with Brock Bowers, which rightfully so. Look what Brock Bowers is doing. But, you know, he was predominantly a blocking tight end at Georgia. But whenever he did get the ball thrown to him, he did the things that we've been seeing him do this year at Georgia. So, you know, he's a really good football player. To be able to move like that at that size and to be able to block like that, you just don't see that anymore. I mean, the last blocking full, you know, bounce tight end that could do it all was Gronk. And you know, that's a dying breed. I don't know if there's any other tight ends out there that could do the two things right now.
What's his face in in San Francisco is a pretty good blocker.
Yeah, Kittle's pretty good.
Kittle's good.
Yeah,
you don't get a lot of it from Taylor Swift's guy.
No, none. He's
blocking.
A receiver.
And even Freiermuth, I think he's been better this year
because he hasn't been put in positions.
Yeah.
He hasn't been put in the positions where he can't win the blocking matchup, and that's what happened. Like, he wasn't an inline. Hey, I'm gonna go reach block a big nine technique or an outside backer and try to cut him off and get let the running back get the edge.
You can't be throwing nine technique around with XX Exorcist on in the background. You can't be throwing these football terms around and expect it to land
I'm trying to get your mind out of the gutter. I'm trying hard.
Sometimes I think ideas don't even land when you're like paying attention.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm trying. That's my fault. I forgot that was on.
But you're right. Arthur Smith, such a tight end friendly coach, he's not asking Freiermuth to do things like they would ask him in the past.
Right.
Like, he's not your in-line, blow a dude off the ball tight end.
No.
It's not to say he's a bad blocker, but you need to give him the advantageous matchups.
Right.
Now, Darnell Washington, they've had him on the field a ton, and, I mean, he's coming down on DNs.
Yep.
He's blowing outside linebackers up.
Uh-huh.
He's a freak. I just want to see them use him more in the red zone. Another reason why I'm not so worried about their red zone touchdown percentage. Like, they actually have weapons to use down there. We say they're lacking at wide receiver too, and they are. But once they get down to that area, I think there's room to grow because there are guys that I think their skill sets, they wind up fitting that area of the field. Texter, you stole my joke. Yeah, the XX Exorcist was a text line.
Oh, that wasn't that was yours.
No, it wasn't. That was not mine.
No, I want to put it back on.
What was that movie?
Devil's Rejects.
Mm.
Yeah.
Throw that in my notes on the old iPhone.
Yeah. It's a good one.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.